then I would have prepared if I knew it was Florida. It's hot, no? Nobody's hot.
It's going to go off now. I just turned it on.
It's a grum for Shabbos. It never goes off right away. It's always a 10-minute delay.
Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about the end of the parasha. Medrash Rabbe, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is given to Klal Yisrael. As it goes, in general, mitzvahs of chukim and mishpatim, so we know that the mitzvahs are Torah broken up, the chukim and mishpatim. And if somebody would ask you, from the greatest mishpatim, are the mitzvahs of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The seichel is machayev, that we have to have a course atoyev to Rabbanu Shalala, taking us out of Mitzrayim. And the whole seder of the Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach, the matzah, the mor, it's all mitzvah sichli. It's all logical. If you would pick, hand pick from the Torah, logical mitzvahs, Korban Pesach would make it to the top, all the way to the top. In fact, by Matan Torah, when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Noich Hashem Lekecha, what's brought as the top mitzvah? Shertzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. When Hashem tells us his relationship with us, he bases it on Yitzis Mitzrayim. Even more so than Hashem Brosicha. Even more than Hashem created us. The Rishonim asked the question. Why doesn't the Torah say, Noich Hashem Lekecha Asher Brosicha? Created you. Doesn't start off, I created you. So Yitzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Yitzis Mitzrayim is such a unbelievable chesed that Hashem did with Am Yisrael, that became the trademark of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than anything else. So the mitzvahs that are associated with the Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim are the most logical. If you look Pesach night, we have four sons. Can I get Abba Bonim de Bertar? Even the one that's any of their lishon, the tam, to all of them, even the rasha, we can answer all of them. The most basic of intellect can understand that we have to thank Hashem for Yitzis Mitzrayim. So that's on one side. So on one side we would say that the most logical mitzvah that we have in the Torah kimat is Yitzis Mitzrayim. Now, there are certain mishpatim which maybe are even more logical, as far as universally logical, like lo yisignov, don't steal, lo yisirtzach, that's also logical, but that's not reflective of relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's just the seichel is machayev. In other words, we say some of the Torah has chukim and some of the Torah has mishpatim, right? In a sense, Korban Pesach, right, and matzah is more logical than geneva. And what do I mean by that? Geneva is more logical of a behavior that is despicable. It's true. But as far as a mitzvah Hashem, a mitzvah that we do for Hashem, because of our relationship with Hashem, Korban Pesach is all the way on the top. It can't be anything more logical. That is like the top mitzvah. So bearing that in mind, we're going to read through the Pesukim here, and it's just, and then the Medrash, and it becomes a plea in Nifla. Let's just read the Pesukim. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron, Zois chukas ha-Pesach. This is the choik of the Korban Pesach. Choik? What's a choik? It's not a choik. It's not, it's a mishpat. It's logical. It's the essence of logic. What do you mean, choik? It's not a choik. So let's look at the Medrash Rabbe. Medrash Rabbe on this pasuk reads like this. Yihili bisamim b'chukecho zeis chukas ha-pesach. V'chukas por ha-duma. You hear this? The Medrash tries to compare another choik similar to Korban Pesach. So what does the Medrash come up with? Paradumah. Paradumah. Paradumah is a mitzvah that has no explanation. Paradumah is the epitome of a mitzvah that has no logic. Paradumah is a mitzvah that Shlomo HaMelech himself said, Amati Echkam Ovi Rechoikam Imen. Most difficult mitzvah. What's going on here? Why does the Torah say that Korban Pesach is like Paradumah? But that's what it says here. Korban Pesach is like Paradumah. Lomo, Sheshneim Doimim Zeluze. They're both comparable. B'zenem ha'chukas ha'pesach u'b'zenem ha'chukas ad kan. That's the Medrash. Anyway, so obviously this needs tremendous clarity. Now we find other places in the Torah where this is the concept is similar. L'moshel, the Gemara a lot of times will bring down Gzeiras HaKasuv. And then the Gemara will give a reason. And the Rishonim ask, well, if it's a reason, why are you bringing Gzeiras HaKasuv? If it's Gzeiras HaKasuv, why are you bringing a reason? L'moshel, the Gemara in Bechorah Stav Hei has a question. Why were the donkeys chosen? From all the behemoth tomatoes, the only one that has mitzvah Bechorah is a donkey. Firstborn donkey has Kedushas Bechorah. No other treif animal, tummy animal, has Kedushas Bechorah. The only one that has Kedushas Bechorah is a donkey. From all the behemoth tomatoes, the only one that has Kedushas Bechorah is a donkey. Okay? So the Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, Gzeiras HaKasuv. Gzeiras HaKasuv. Gzeiras HaKasuv generally we associate with something that doesn't have a reason. Gzeiras HaKasuv. No reason. Then the Medrash says, "Bnei shesiu es Yisrael." Yes, on the Chazal. The same question I'm asking. If it's so logical, obviously anything that's associated with Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Gemara almost is giving a better reason for there to be bechor by a donkey than bechor by a behemoth Torah, because behemoth Torah had nothing to do with the bechor behemoth Torah had nothing to do with Yisrael Mitzrayim, but the bechor behemoth Tameah absolutely did. The donkey absolutely did. So we just gave compelling reason why Behemoth Tameah, the donkey, has Bechorah. So why does the Gemara say Gzeiras HaKasuv? And you're giving it. That's another kasha. Now, if we look on in the Medrash Parsha, we also find the same idea. Choik and Mishpat. When Klai Yisrael came to Mara, so Hashem gave them Choik and Mishpat. Hashem gave the Jewish people in Mara, he gave them the choik u'mishpat. So the Medrash says, Shom son loy choik u'mishpat, v'shom niso. Over there Hashem gave them a choik. Torah nitztavu al Shabbos, al poradumo v'al dinim. That's the Medrash. Okay? So the Medrash continues to say, and this is the Gemara on Shabbos also daf pei zayin, that when they came to Mara, they got mixed parshis. They got some of the parshis of the Torah. And they got Shabbos. They got Paraduma. And they got Dinim. And the Medrash says, Shom Som Loi Choyku Mishpat, Vishom Niso. Shom Som Loi, the two Shoms are referring to Shabbos and Paraduma. Vishom and Mishpat is Dinim. So the obvious question is, choik makes sense for paradumah, because paradumah is an absolute choik. No logic makes no sense. But paradumah, but Shabbos is logical. Shabbos is very obviously logical. Shabbos is zechel ma'aseh bereishis. So why do Chazal put together paradumah and Shabbos? Very similar to the question I'm asking you on this week's parsha. Medrash is putting together Paraduma. Now the Medrash is putting together Shabbos and Paraduma, which also have no Mukhara no Shaykh. The Medrash goes on. This keeps on going, but I'm just going to bring out the main points for the Medrash. Medrash goes on, the Medrash says like this. Shal tun rufus haroshas Rabbi Akiva. This is also Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is found in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Shal tun rufus haroshas Rabbi Akiva. He came to him on Shabbos. He told him, why is Shabbos different than during the week? Obviously, Rabbi Akiva could have given him a straightforward answer. Why are you to Nrufus Arosha? Why are you on a different level than everybody else? The obvious answer is, because the king appointed him, so he's on a different level. So he told him, Magever Miguvrin. In what way are you different than everybody else? Why are you up as a general and everybody else is regular? So Tanufas Arasha answers him, what do you mean? Hamelachofitz legadleni. The king decided that I should be general. Basically, he told him, there's no logic. Tanufas Arasha had to admit to Rabbi Akiva, there's no logic that I should be something different than everybody else. The king decided. So Rabbi Akiva told him, Omaloi Shabbos Namitzom. Same thing. Shabbos is the same. Shabbos is the same. This Adkan Divrei HaMedrash. I want to ask you a couple other questions. Really, just I'll narrow it to one more question, which it's a two-sided question. At the end of the Parsha Korban Pesach, in this week's Parsha, it says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael kaser tziva Hashem. So Chazal tells Magid Shvochem, the praise of Klal Yisrael, that they did what Hashem said, as Hashem told them. So everybody asks, this is the final phase of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Right, they're doing this already after the 9 Makkos, 10 Makkos coming in now. They're about to leave Mitzrayim. Obviously, they did what Hashem wanted. Magid Shvochon, this is a praise of Klal Yisrael that they did it. What's the big praise? So there's a lot of explanations given, but I'm gonna take a different approach because of my second question. The simplistic answer you could say is, well, there was a special Nisayan here because the Mitzrayim worshipped the animals. So it was a question, maybe they were afraid. How could they shech the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim? But here's what I'll prove to you, that there's got to be another pshat. Because then it says, Hayasu Moshe and Aaron. And Moshe and Aaron did it. Magid Shvochan says, Chazal again, Rashi brings it down, that Moshe and Aaron also didn't change. That's it. You already said that the Yidden, who were Memtah Shari Tumah, they followed what Hashem said. Okay? And you say, it's Magid Shvochah, which we say we don't understand what the Magid Shvochah. Now you tell me what? A much smaller Chiddush. Moshe and Aaron. Well, Moshe and Aaron, what, they wouldn't do it either? Now it's telling me that Moshe and Aaron. That means I would think that all the Jewish people would have done it. But Moshe and Aaron not. Moshe and Aaron not. What in the world is going on here? So I'll tell you a pshat that you could say over here, which I really base on a Yisoy from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, and the Yismach Moshe. They all say the same thing, each one in a different nekuda. Say about Tzedien, right? So we read it, you have the same question. You taught us your mishpatim. We integrate the chukim in the mishpatim. We're talking about mishpatim. Vatlamdeinu Hashem, vatodeinu Hashem lekenu es mishpatei tzidkecha. Vatlamdeinu lasois pohem, through them, chukei retzenecha. What's the shaykhis? Chukim, mishpatim, what's going on? Yismach Moshe says a beautiful idea, which I think would shed light on what's going on over here. Yismach Moshe says like this. He says, the truth is that every mitzvah has tremendous, tremendous tikkunim. Tremendous things that come out of every act of a mitzvah that a person does. Way beyond whatever we could think. People don't even realize. I once heard from Rav Yitzchak Kaf from here, from the shul, the Gabi Sheni, his father, Olav Shalom, Rav Kaf. Tzadik Levroch was an Alta Mira talent. He lived in my neighborhood where I grew up. It was an Alta Mira. So he said over from Chavetz Chaim, I think he actually witnessed the story, but it was a story about a Chavetz Chaim where a lady came running into the Beis Medrash in Radin on Shabbos, and her son was in the hospital dying. And the doctors gave up hope, everybody gave up hope, the kid's dying. Chofetz Chaim looked at the name, child, what the mother's name it is, and he said, it looks bad. Kid doesn't have enough schusim now to live right now. He said, does anybody here have, do want to give a schus to the child? During the base marriage. So Rabbi Yitzchak Kaf's father said, somebody in the base marriage said, I'm giving the kid the schusim of my Shabbosas that I kept. Chafetz Chaim looks at me and says, you keep Shabbos? You're Shem Shabbos? The whole prot of it, the guy said, yeah, Shabbos is my thing. I'm a tactic and every ois come. He said, you don't have to give all your Shabbosas. It's way too much schusim. He said, ain't Shabbos. One Shabbos. He said, ain't Shabbos nochdor to keep this cat alive for the rest of his life, and they're still left for you. For one Shabbos. The kachav. The guy gave his Shabbos. One Shabbos. The kid had it before Shlena. Chavetz Chaim. Endless chusim. Endless chusim. But says the Yismach Moshe, he says, the Jew can limit it when he starts making his own cheshbonus why he's doing the mitzvah. He says, you do a mitzvah just... That in the mishpatim, we shouldn't be doing it as mishpatim. We should be doing it as a fulfillment